rapid coronavirus tests come to Southeast Alaska, library lending continues, and the demand for food assistance increases in Haines. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. Seven communities in Southeast will be able to administer rapid COVID-19 testing, according to the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH. Test results take just 15 minutes, compared to the 24 to 48 hours required to ship and process conventional tests in state labs. Sitka, Juneau, Wrangell, Klawak, Haines, Hoonah, and Cake will have a rapid testing machine at their clinics and hospitals by the end of this week. SEARCH spokeswoman Megan Bosak says these tests can help prevent the spread of the virus.
And allow those folks to have the knowledge of whether they are positive or not, and then isolate as needed.
Each community will receive supplies for 45 tests. Bosak says that means not everyone will receive a rapid test. Those are saved for particular patients, those at high risk of serious health complications if they contract the virus, and the people that live with or care for them.
The test can be used to help folks that are close to them or that may fall into that group, have those results faster, and then isolate or remove themselves from that scenario as to not infect others.
Bosak says long-term care facilities and other group living situations with elders would take priority, along with these operations caretakers. Consortium-wide, SEARCH has tested 419 patients as of Tuesday. Of those, three have been positive, with 35 results pending. The Haynesboro Public Library will continue to loan materials to the public during the COVID-19 pandemic. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports that Assemblymember Paul Rogers withdrew a resolution to end circulation of materials.
The resolution was intended to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus, but at a meeting Tuesday night, Rogers told the Borough Assembly that he was satisfied with the health precautions that the library has taken to prevent the transmission of the coronavirus on the surfaces of books.
Because I see this weekend that there was a memo from the library director indicating that materials were going out but not coming back. I would be good with that. I'm not good with materials coming back to the library.
Library Director Carolyn Goolsby wrote that the public is not allowed past the foyer of the library and that only one member of staff is allowed in the building at a time. Staff handle requests for materials by phone and email. They wear gloves while handling items and sanitize them thoroughly before placing them in the foyer for pickup. The library has asked patrons to not return books and other items they have borrowed from the library until they are contacted, and the library has suspended late fees while their facility is closed to the public. Rogers says the only reason he proposed to end checkouts from the library was because nobody told him that these changes had been implemented.
To only find out about a change in how the library was handling this last weekend was really rather unacceptable. And we should have known that quite a while ago. And had we known that, this resolution would not have been necessary, in my opinion.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel responded that the information was available to the Assembly, but nobody asked.
The process was put in place, but we were never asked what that process was. I feel badly that there are Assembly members who felt that they were acting in without knowledge, that this process has been there and it was vetted through the state.
The Haynesboro Public Library's current health precautions were developed based on guidance for libraries and museums provided within Governor Mike Dunleavy's health mandates. The library remains closed to the public until the state lifts restrictions. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Haines Emergency Operations Committee submitted a plan for food security in the event of supply chain disruption to the borough. There are no major issues with the supply chain yet, but a dramatic uptick in unemployment has caused an immediate need for food assistance. The Haines Salvation Army offers year-round food aid to residents in need. Lately, Captain Kevin Wood and his wife Serena are working harder than ever.
Normally, we do average kind of thing, 8 to 10 food boxes a month. But in the last 3 weeks, we've done 74 food boxes in the last 3 weeks. So the need is definitely rising.
He said many of the deliveries are to the recently unemployed. In the last month of increased public health precautions and layoffs due to the impact of the coronavirus, Alaskans are filing for unemployment by the tens of thousands. That means Wood has answered the call not only for food, but other relief services the Salvation Army offers as well.
But we also do energy assistance and rental assistance, and if you need heating oil, stuff like that, and as well as during this time, we've been doing a lot more even emotional and spiritual care as well.
Wood said the Salvation Army is always operating on a tight budget, but lately their resources are stretched thinner than ever. He said even the regional headquarters has not seen donations that meet demand. Salvation Army's Anchorage offices did not respond to requests for comment. The Christian charity group is not alone in offering food aid. The Haynesboro School District offers lunch to all children without charge through the school year, with the potential to continue service throughout the summer.
We've seen a steady increase in the number of students that are accessing that. And so, again, we're happy to be able to provide that. Our food service staff has been phenomenal in meeting that need.
Superintendent Roy Getchell said that up to 250 children a day benefit from the service. Since the majority of the district's students qualify for free and reduced-cost lunches, it receives federal Department of Agriculture and Department of Education funding. Both the district and the Salvation Army are part of the Haines Emergency Operations Committee's proposal for food security in the borough. Getchell offered the district's food storage and preparation facilities to the borough in the event of a food shortage, and the Salvation Army said it would continue to furnish food boxes. The EOC Food Security Task Force estimates that in a time of crisis, up to 12,000 people from the Haines community would need food assistance each day. It proposes the borough stock up on dry goods to be prepared locally or on shelf-stable MREs, or meals ready to eat, in case of a disruption in barge service. But for now, the issue is not supply. It's the ability to afford the food that's here. I'm Claire Strimple for the KHNS Local News. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or anywhere you get your podcasts.